trying to excite voters. Democrat Kamala Harris met with doctors in Michigan to discuss abortion bans across the nation, and some of them told her they've seen an influx of patients from the South who can't get care.
Since the Dobbs decision came down 2 years ago, I do believe that we as a country have faced a health care crisis.
Former President Trump in Michigan promising voters a huge rebirth for the domestic auto industry.
It's dead, and we're going to now build it up. You're going to be bigger and better with the industry than you've ever been, even in your heyday.
President Biden weighed in earlier on the state of the campaign and tried to knock aside worries about men being willing to vote for a woman for president.
In some of his most direct comments to union members, especially to men who may not support a woman as president.
They can do anything any man can do, including being president of the United States.
He also made some of his most direct comments to date about former President Donald Trump.
He's a loser, the candidate. And more importantly, in my view, and I'm just going to say it straight up, he's loser's a man.
Adding in his words, Trump has no character. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris commented this afternoon over Israel's overnight airstrikes on Iran amid worries that the violence in the Middle East is on the increase.
It is a consensus among leaders in the region, and certainly it is the strong perspective of the United States that there must be de-escalation and not an escalation.
Reporter Linda Gradstein with more details.
Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari said the Israeli attacks were precise strikes on military targets, but Israel is prepared for any Iranian response.
We will do whatever necessary.
He also said Israel now has more aerial freedom of movement.
Game two of the World Series is tonight, but there may be one Dodger that's happier than the rest over their victory in game one. Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th inning.
You know, I've been playing this game a long time, and to come up in those moments, you dream about those moments even when you're 35.
It echoed that 1988 walk-off home run by Kirk Gibson to win game one of that World Series. Eerily, it happened at the same ballpark. Freeman's ball landed in the same grandstand, and the players battled similar leg injuries in the playoffs. The Dodgers won 6-3. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Delta Airlines is suing over that botched cybersecurity update in July.
The faulty update sent to several million Microsoft computers by CrowdStrike led to thousands of canceled flights in July, a mess Delta says crippled its operations for days and costed more than $500 million in lost income and extra expenses. The airline claims CrowdStrike cut corners, causing all the trouble. CrowdStrike says Delta is trying to shift blame for its slow recovery. The U.S. Department of Transportation is investigating why Delta took longer to recover than any other carrier. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
I have a really dark and unpredictable side to me.
The latest installment of the Venom movie series, The Last Dance, is in theaters now. Star Tom Hardy says we all have our own internal Venom, a voice that says, I wish I could just do this, and this is what I would do if I could, but then you apparently have to keep on being a grown-up. Allison Keys, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-50s. North winds around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 38. Sunshine with a high near 60 for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, a nice fall day. A little breezy, though, with a high around 66. Currently, 53 degrees.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl.
Hits on WRJN. I get around. It's the Beach Boys. Chris Morrow in for Rick Johnson this afternoon, just after 4 o'clock, about 20 minutes away from Badger football. Coming up this afternoon, 4:30 for the pregame. 6:30 the kickoff from Camp Randall against Penn State.
It's the top of the season. When love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
Season.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hang on, Sloopy, the McCoys, and Chris Morrow here in for Rick Johnson this afternoon. Turned out to be a beautiful afternoon. We're going to be up around 58 or so for a high today. Same story for tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine the next couple of days. Congratulations to the Case High School Eagles. They beat Oconomowoc in the first round of the WIAA playoffs last night, 31-21. They move on to see McGuanago next week.
Runs. that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely. I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely. I'll make it die.
Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. And think it's so, think it's so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. One more, one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the phone.
I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour.
Bee Gees, pre-Saturday Night Fever, of course. Got to get a message to you here on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Well, thanks for spending the weekend with us. We've got a beautiful one going on. Sunshine, upper 50s all day today and tomorrow. Looks like a pretty good week, too, as we get back to the mid-70s by midweek next week. It's been a wonderful fall. Great way to end the whole summer season here in October. Looking forward to college football this afternoon. The Badgers, oh man, taking on three or four ranked Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our pregame starts at 4:30, kickoff from Madison at 6:30 here on WRJN.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and Wisconsin Badger football. The pregame to the Penn State kickoff coming up next at 4:30. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the Packers tomorrow morning at noon kickoff and timeless hits in between all the games right here on WRJN. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.
Football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Welcome into Camp Randall Stadium, high above Barry Alvarez Field. I'm Bill Schmidt in for Mike Heller this week as the Badgers take on the Nittany Lions, earning the game to be as big as it possibly can, being able to put the opportunity in front of themselves over the last couple of weeks. The Badgers with three far from lackluster victories, 117-16, the point differential across three Big Ten wins for Luke Fickell's Badgers. They come in 5-2 with a great test, including the third-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions. Welcome into Camp Randall Stadium alongside now Matt LePay, the voice of the Wisconsin Badgers. Matt, there's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of games. Not all are created equal. This one larger than most here at the ballpark.
Yeah, it really is. As you said, they've won three in a row. They've looked good doing it. Yes, they have played teams that are not great right now, so they're going up a couple of weight classes. This is one of those games. We talk about opportunities. They had one or two of them early in the season, and they weren't able to get it done, but this is one of those nights that if it goes the right way for Wisconsin, then this program gets viewed differently on a national scale. If not, then that's still the hurdle for this program to get over. Beating a ranked team, it's been 14 years since they beat a top five team. They get a chance to end that little stretch here tonight.
Just a few years ago, there was a ninth-ranked Iowa team in here that the Badgers got a victory against. But as you mentioned there, it's been far from a time since the Badgers have been able to add one of those highlights into that beautiful montage voice by you. And it would be nice to be able to add one in here tonight. But for this regime as well, and I think you look at a program in different cycles, obviously a different cycle here with Luke Fickell. They've been waiting for a defining victory, a momentum, a flagpole victory, whatever you want to call it. This is a signature win and an opportunity here tonight.
Opportunity for that. No, there's no denying that. But I still think, you know, even if it goes well tonight, they're going to say, okay, now what? You know, don't go to Iowa and stub your toe. The fact that they dominated the last three opponents is good because the first two games, they were dogfights against Western Michigan and against South Dakota. And they stumbled mightily against Alabama, stumbled mightily in the second half against USC. But I do think given what's happened here these last three games, there is an increased level of belief into what they're doing, how they're doing it. You know, Tawee Walker is on a nice run right now. Braden Locke's ability to bounce back after a bad throw, he doesn't let it affect him. He'll go back out there and sling it. And defensively, they've played a lot better. Now, again, they're playing one of the best teams in the country right now, a team that's off to a 6-0 start. But I think this Wisconsin team, under the circumstances, has reason to feel as good as it has felt all year long.
In this ever-changing landscape of college football, building a program can be a little bit different than it's looked like in the past. Retention's a big part of that. Penn State's done that at some pretty premier positions. Their quarterback coming in here, Drew Aller, well-touted, believed by many as one of the top guys in the country. But Braden Locke, you mentioned him there. What have you noticed over the last couple of weeks, just a comfortability, a different style that he's been able to bring to this offense?
And an increased level of confidence, not to say he wasn't before, but last year when he started those three games, he was, I mean, you're trying to play winning football, but you're also keeping the chair warm for Tanner Mordecai when he was healthy enough to return. This is his baby now, as long as he continues to play well and give his team a chance. And I do think, you know, we were talking with Brady Collins, the strength and conditioning coordinator, the other night. He was on Luke Fickell's show. And just to mention how much stronger Braden is now. Luke kind of cracked it. I'm not sure he saw the weight room very much at Rockwall, Texas in high school. So I think he has seen the benefits of that. Brady says he's a little bit quicker here, too. And as we kind of joked, the passing touchdowns are great, but he's rushed for two scores here in each of the last two games as well. But they've always raved about how smart he is, Billy, his grasp of the offense, getting his team into the right play. And as Fickell would say, that's all well and good. And okay, now execute that. And I do think there's a lot more confidence, not just in his own game, but I think in those around him. I mean, he and Vinny Anthony with a good rapport, Tretch Kekahuna, obviously Will Pauling. So we're watching a guy start to grow, start to mature. Still got to avoid those bad throws. One thing about this team right now, Billy, is that they've cut down on the penalties quite a bit from last year and in recent years. That's a plus. Turnover margins -3. Mm-hmm. I keep going back to, those Alvarez teams, and I know we're talking about the 90s here, but they were generally really good with turnover margin and really good at not committing penalties. And I bring those stats up. Penn State's going to probably have more talent on the field tonight.
Yep.
How do you beat those teams? Don't make mistakes. That's been a hallmark of this program for a long, long time, and they've made steps into that direction here so far this season by reducing the penalties. Now you got to try to find a way to get a plus in the turnover count.
Steal a possession here tonight, definitely a field tilter and could be a game changer for the Badgers if they go up against the third-ranked Nittany Lions here tonight. Now, Matt, Hall of Famer like yourself, you script some of these moments. I don't know how you could have planned for the game to start off with a bang, but you got something in mind for what could be a special night here tonight?
I'm not smart enough to do that. I just kind of take the moment in, and which is a dangerous thing, too. It's like, the tightrope without a net. But no, I don't. I mean, occasionally, like in deep basketball tournament runs, there might be a word
sure
want to use, but no.
Even better, will you be able to soak this in? This is a special night that everybody in attendance will enjoy.
Well, I think, you try to. I always get here 3+ hours before kick, and the empty stadium, I try to let myself look around and think, okay, what's going to happen in this game? What's going to happen this week? And you always have to expect the unexpected. But I think I've gotten a little bit better since I'm old, is to, take it in.
Seasoned.
If it's here, if it's in State College, and it's been 6 years since Wisconsin has played a football game in Happy Valley, but I think it's a cool thing to do, to take it in. I've tried to do that more since the COVID year when they were playing in front of cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
Now that we're back and everybody's here and it's going to be packed here tonight, Halloween, going to have all kinds of interesting attire, I'm sure, here in the stadium. You got to let yourself take that in a little bit. It'd be an interesting attire, Billy, right in front of us here in the booth here.
I hope the Days Sober jersey of 0-0 ends up making an appearance. That's always one of my favorites. Yeah, this beats monitor ball tonight. However the outcome, it will be a lot better than that. Matt, always appreciate it. Look forward to it tonight.
All right, brother, take
care.
That
is the voice of the Wisconsin Badgers, Matt LePay. Him and Mark Tauscher coming up. Still to come on the Badger pregame show. We'll check in on the Badgers in the NFL and visit with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. Coming up next, we hear from UW Athletic Director Chris McIntosh with his Minute with Mac, and Steve Jones, the voice of the Nittany Lions, joins me next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught, touchdown Wisconsin! Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN.
Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions here at Camp Randall Stadium in 11th season as the lead man of the Penn State Nittany Lions. James Franklin has a plus 700 winning percentage, 94-39, a 3-0 record against Wisconsin, brings his third-ranked Nittany Lions into Camp Randall today. Now into the broadcast booth, joined by Steve Jones, the voice of the Nittany Lions. Steve, appreciate the time, and they always say the bye week never comes at a bad time. Yeah. When you get a massive win and a good come from behind win the way it happened at USC, how much does that and that long travel allow for a second half of the season that's a massive push here for Penn State?
Well, Billy, first of all, it's great to be with you. Look, the Big Ten did a really good job of scheduling the West Coast games in this regard. There are 14 crossovers that go to the West, and of the 14, 8 of them have bye weeks the next week. The other 6 have home games, so they were smart about it. It's not going to be perfect. Everybody knows that. So for Penn State to win the game, the way they did, to then have a bye week after that just to get their sea legs back, and at the same time just come down from what was a terrific win for them, I think the timing couldn't have been any better.
Yeah, most people here in Badgerland have been making a lot of what's coming up for the Nittany Lions next week with the Buckeyes, but this one coming after that bye week, rested, rejuvenated. The injury report seems very, very clean for James Franklin's squad.
Yeah, it's clean at this point. And look, everybody knows how good Wisconsin is. I mean, the people within the program, anybody outside the program can say anything they want. That's irrelevant. It is, because it's just what the team thinks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they know Wisconsin's won three games in a row. They know Wisconsin hasn't trailed a single second in a game during the three-game winning streak. They know that even then, when they've made mistakes, and Wisconsin has made some mistakes, they've overcome all those mistakes. And so they're a team that's, I think, you know, everybody's talked about the air raid. You can tell they've kind of tightened that up a little bit. There's a lot of RPO action that happens with this team. Locke does a great job with that. He brings a different kind of challenge to the table for Penn State. He doesn't throw the ball as well as Miller Moss does from USC, but he runs better. I mean, he just runs better. Yeah. He's a dual threat that can make plays, like the touchdown run he made last week against Northwestern. Walker is an excellent running back. He's not good. He's an excellent running back. And I think defensively, when I look at Waller at safety and I look at those two linebackers, Thomas and Chaney, guess what? They're just really solid. They make a lot of plays out there, and you can just tell they're playing with a lot more confidence right now, and that's a big difference.
Yeah, confidence is everything. Steve Jones, voice of the Nittany Lions, joining us here inside Camp Randall Stadium, and a lot of confidence. Well, when you beat a team 56-0, even if it's Kent State earlier in the year, you're going to have a lot of confidence going into a Big Ten schedule. But winning games in different fashions, we talked about the USC game, but it seems like all three of the Big Ten wins for the Nittany Lions have followed a different script. That gives you confidence as a team to move forward into the second
half.
It
does, but I think they would like to start faster. Let's go with that part. I think they'd like to start faster. Now, against USC, technically they did. They took their first drive, went down the field. They had a touchdown wiped off the board on an offensive interference in the end zone, so they settled for a field goal, and they led 3-0. And then they actually had stopped USC on their initial drive to actually open the game and got a 3-and-out. So, I mean, that's the way you want to start. But then as the game went, they fell behind. After they took the 3-0 lead, Joyner went 75 yards on the very next play in a reverse for a touchdown. They played the rest of the first half from behind. But I think what people don't realize is Penn State was down in that game 17-3. From that point on, they outscored USC 30-13 the rest of the game, and I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Yeah, it's a stat of the game that sometimes gets lost. When one guy gets, 17 receptions, snaps the ball, scores a touchdown. This Tyler Warrencat, 44, he wears one of the truest football numbers you could for good pigskin historians. What kind of talent is he here tonight?
Great talent. I mean, he'll be one of the more talented players on the field no matter what game they play, and he just has absolutely zero attitude or ego. It's a lot like my buddy Matt over here. Like, I'm talking, like, just down to earth. Right? Yeah. Now, the difference is LePay can't snap the ball. But
I've been trying to teach him, Steve. I've been trying to. Right. He's good on his outside zone step. Snap is still tough.
But think about where he lines up in the field. He'll line up in a wide out line at the on the slot, line up on the line of scrimmage, line up on the wing, playing an H-back, line up as a fullback, line up as a quarterback. Think about how smart you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, let's get to the brains part of it. How smart you have to be to figure out every position they're asking you to play during the course of a game. And he does. And the guy has great hands. I mean, the bottom line is the reliability when you throw him the ball, great hands. The other receivers have done a good job of clearing out areas for him and creating open spaces for him to make plays. So other players contribute to what he's doing out there. But he's an excellent blocker, terrific receiver, and is one of those guys, how many did I catch? I don't know.
Oh, good.
Okay,
that seems like a good day.
They won the game. I feel good. I got on the bus with him at LAX, and it turned out I had to switch buses because we bused down to Harrisburg and then flew. Mm. So I went down on bus 5. So now I get on bus 4, and I walk out and he goes, "Hey, Steve, how you doing?" He says, "Good time. How you doing?" He says, Great to have you on with the dregs of society. That's who he is. He's just like,
that's outstanding. When your best players are your best people, that's a dangerous combination in a locker room. Steve, final thing for you. Appreciate the time here tonight. Just before the call, replacing two coordinators, that's never easy. No. Being able to do it, how much appreciation have you seen for how they've grown in that role? And it seems like they could be clicking here out of a bye week at the right time.
Well, Andy Koldenicki's done a great job, and he's so creative with everything he has. But also, he has looked at his personnel and said, this is what they do well, and this is what they don't do well. So that's what he's come up with. That's what a good coach does. You can't do square peg, round hole. And for Tom Allen, they plan for 8.5 months to play a certain way. And then KJ Winston, in the second game of the season, got hurt. Mm. And they had to change how they played defense. Right, so they had to change it because Jalen Reed was a freelance wild man in the early going of the season. But they were forced to change. They, as a coaching staff, get a lot of credit for the adjustments they made, and the players get a lot of credit because they had to make adjustments too. It's not easy to change on the fly when you were planning for months and months to play a certain way. Saw it come to fruition against West Virginia and said, uh-oh, now we have to change because he's out for the year.
You mentioned fast start. What's the recipe here tonight for the Nittany Lions?
Well, look, I think at some point you got to play with the lead against this team. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin has not trailed in a single game during the three-game winning streak, and not even for a minute have they trailed. And, of course, we all know what they did out at the Coliseum. They were leading that game in the first half as well. At some point, you've got to get Wisconsin, number one, behind the chains. Hey, that's number one, because they've done a great job of staying on schedule down the field. Number two, you as a team have to make them play from behind, because that's not what they've been doing for a month.
Yeah, and being able to force them to play a different way, very, very interesting game here tonight and one that we are all excited to hear. Steve, have a great call here tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Great to be with you.
Steve Jones, voice of the Nittany Lions, joining us. Coming up, we'll take a look around the NFL, the Badgers in the NFL, and our minute with Mac as we take a look around the Big Ten. A lot more coming up here from Camp Randall. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guests, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org. A campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Badgers and Nittany Lions from Camp Randall Stadium, Barry Alvarez Field of Sight. I'm Bill Schmid here on our pregame show. It's a beautiful night for football. Expected a 6:40 kick. Expect a 49-degree game time temperature once the ball is in the air for a 6:40 boom here on the Badger Radio Network. Not a cloud in the sky. If you could find one, you're trying to create it yourself. It is a gorgeous weekend here on Halloween weekend. Always an exciting time. Might be a freaky game coming up here tonight. Badgers going to be in their red on reds. An exciting night for football, always is. Night game here at Camp Randall. Time now for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving. Here's Matt LaPay.
This is our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions no matter the shipment size, as we visit with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Remember asking Barry Alvarez this when he got out of coaching, and those first couple of years that he was watching games. He said he would go crazy because he's just trained to look for mistakes. You're an All-American offensive lineman, All-American left tackle. You're going to watch it a little differently than most of us. How do you view a game?
Well, I watch games with a bit more anxiety than I used to, I'll say that. But and an equal amount of excitement. But you know, my eye, I guess, is trained. You know, when the ball is snapped, especially if it's in the shotgun, as the ball is traveling back to the quarterback, I'm looking for the first two or three steps of the line, whether we're on offense or the opposing team, and that usually is a good indication of what's going to happen. And then the play unfolds from there. But usually, I'll get a reaction out of myself on what happens in that first, whatever, split second of the play. And, you know, Wisconsin, as much or more than other places, like that little tenth of a second that the O-line is doing their thing will tell you a lot.
Would you rather watch it without conversation? Like Barry would sit off. I mean, sometimes you're on the field. Sometimes you're up in a box. What's your preference?
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, you know, I'd be in a room by myself, just sitting and watching the game. That doesn't exactly work, given everything else that's going on and my responsibilities. But to the extent that I can, you know, my preference would be just to sit down and understand the game and experience the flow of the game and try to, you know, the ebbs and flows and the momentum swings are just such a big part of it. And you know, to be able to kind of see snapshots during the game is less than ideal.
Right. I think Barry would say as a coach, make these games big, right? And this group, to its credit, has made this big here. You should have a fun, festive atmosphere. It's going to be good weather, maybe a little chill, just like you want it at the end of October. Halloween weekend, et cetera, et cetera. But these guys have earned the right to play on the stage, haven't they?
It's got all the makings of a huge game in Camp Randall at a time of the year when it's really important against an incredible opponent in Penn State. And you're absolutely right, Matt. This team has earned the right to be in a big game. And I'm as excited as anybody is to see how they're going to respond on a big stage.
All right. That's Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. And that is this week's Minute with Mac.
That's a football guy right there. Where's your ideal place to watch a game? In a room by myself so I can understand it and don't have to be distracted. A lot of distractions off the field today. Excited to watch how these two teams are able to zero in between the white lines when this thing is kicked off coming up at 6:40 here tonight. When our pregame show continues, we'll have our Badgers in the NFL update brought to you by Kunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Sports betting experience, get in the game at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old, all bets must